In the years just ahead of World War II, one man had an accident on a wintry mountain. That mishap was one of the key events that not only impacted skiing today, but an important chapter in the global conflict to come. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
An important part of U.S. military history and sporting history all began with one mishap on a mountain.
The 10th Mountain Division was formed by Minnie Dole. Minnie Dole was skiing in the early 30s, and he broke his ankle. And you think, well, no big deal, but it was a fiasco to get him off the mountain.
As Jennifer Mason explains, Minnie Dole began the National Ski Patrol as a result. But he also saw another larger need for men who could navigate snowy mountain terrain.
So it's the 30s, so we're not officially in World War II. And he, at the beginning of World War II, wrote letter after letter to the War Department saying, we have to create a mountain division.
Dole explained that Finland had used such a force to defend itself from Russia, but there seemed to be no interest in the idea. But then Pearl Harbor happened.
He received a call from Dwight Eisenhower himself, who was the commander of the army, and he said, Minnie, start your ski troops.
Mr. Dole began to recruit men for his new unit. There was an important guiding principle in that process.
I'm going to turn skiers into soldiers, because if any of you are skiers, you know it takes a long time to become proficient in skiing. And he was like, I can teach a skier to be a soldier, but I cannot teach a soldier to ski.
The 10th Mountain Division spent months upon months training in the mountains of Colorado, but they finally got their chance to make an impact in the war in 1945. That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Vail, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray. We'll be right back.